Hello, my name is Kenna Creamer, and I'll be doing a podcast on why do people lie. All right, let's get started. My topic is why do people lie? I chose this topic because I lied to get out of lunch detention, and it worked. So I ended up wondering how many people have lied to get out of the gruesome, time-consuming detention just for having a few tardies. I originally started with why do people lie to keep themselves from getting in trouble, but I decided to broaden it and just do why do people lie, just for laughs. There is no specific one reason why people lie, considering there are so many different kinds of people. Some people lie because of insecurity, some people lie to make themselves seem more powerful or wealthy, and everyone lies about their weight. When you were little, do you remember lying to your parents about little things like cleaning your room all the way or finishing all your chores even though you didn't? So that you could go play and get something you want. Some people never grow out of this phase, and it seems to get more frequent and serious. These people are called pathological liars. Pathological lying, also known as mythomania and pseudologia fantasia, is the chronic behavior of compulsive or habitual lying. Unlike telling the occasional white lie to avoid hurting someone's feelings, or getting in trouble, a pathological liar seems to lie for no apparent reason. Healthline 2019. Pathological liars lie mostly because they think that it will keep them in control. If you have control over the truth, you have control over the situation. Dr. Lay, 2018. Another thing that fits into this comment is that they want the lie to be true. Pathological liars seem utterly sincere about their lies, but if confronted with facts and to the contrary, will often just as sincerely reverse their stories. The stories have a believable consistency, and they just do not seem able to monitor whether they are telling the truth or not. UCLA School of Medicine, Dr. Brian King, 2018. There is also a difference between a compulsive liar and a pathological liar. A compulsive liar is defined by someone who lies out of habit. Lying is their normal and reflective way of responding to questions. Compulsive lying is usually thought to develop in early childhood due to being placed in an environment where lying is necessary. Healthline 2019. It is more of a habit and less of a need to lie just for the fun of it. Another difference is that compulsive liars know that it's wrong when they lie. They can usually realize they are doing something wrong or immoral. In a normal day, the average person is believed to lie 200 to 10 times per day. Whether purposely or completely by accident, we all slip up sometimes. But do not worry, that does not mean that you are a compulsive or pathological liar. It means that you are a normal human being. This question was important to me because it really made me evaluate my snake friends and helped me make decisions that I would not have regardless. A question I thought of was, what correlation does manipulation and lying have? Another is, if lying is so prevalent, how do you differentiate the truth and a lie and where to draw the line? And why are men dogs and why do they lie so much even when you continue to point out the truth? These are just a few of what I thought of. I really felt like this project was beneficial and I actually ended up learning a lot more than I thought I would. I originally thought lying was pretty self-explanatory. You either lie or you do not lie. There was no gray area for me. Now that I really looked into it, I realized that lots of people have slipped up and daily. In conclusion, lying is a dirty subject and everyone should work on trying to keep a clean slate in order to keep a clear conscience. It is important to feel like you are the person you want to be, and I cannot see people being happy with themselves if they lie to not only themselves but other people's as well. Though it can be hard to break a habit, as strong and addictive as lying may feel, stay strong and keep on. Thank you. This has been Kenna Creamer for the last time.